On this episode, we're going to talk about conferences, events, masterminds, traveling to do something with other people in your industry. Is it worth realtors' time to do these things? Let's talk about it today.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brohm.
What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 241 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brohm, and today is a short and sweet episode about conferences, masterminds, events, going to anything that takes your time and money to travel to that takes you, quote unquote, that takes you away from your business, all right? I get all sorts of people say, I don't have time to go to conferences. I don't have time for events. I totally get it. I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert right now. Yes, I believe they are absolutely crucial to your growth. Not only are they worth going to, but going to the right conferences, the right events, the right masterminds absolutely are everything. Okay. And if you have any desire, any goal to grow, especially if you want to grow quickly, you must get to these events. But you have to choose wisely because a lot of them are just fluff and bullshit. So just going to any conference, any event doesn't necessarily mean you're going to, you know, get that breakthrough or, you know, get the connection that you were looking for with somebody or learn the tactics or things. So you have to be strategic. I've been to a lot of events over the years, especially over the last 3 or 4 years, a dozen or more per year. And I've done some of my own events. I've gone to others. I've done conferences and events and trainings outside of our industry as well. And so they're not all created equal. But here's the thing. Even if you're wondering, well, how do you choose the right one? Okay. Well, first off, you need to understand that by going to a conference, and maybe it's one that your brokerage does. Your brokerage every single year does a big event. They have a conference. If it's a publicly traded company like mine, they do a shareholders event. That, you know, they do an annual meeting. All good. Okay. Some of those things you may be like, oh, they're kind of boring or whatever. I'm going to shine some light on a different way to look at going to these things. But first off, you have to understand when you go to a training, to a mastermind, to a conference, it is not an expense. Okay, it is an expense if you don't approach it the way that I'm about to explain. You are making an investment in yourself, in your mindset, in your growth, in your future, in your business. Okay, it is a straight up investment. So you can and should, by following what I'm about to lay out, you should be getting a positive ROI on every single event you go to. Okay, and look, let's be honest. There's travel. You know, so sometimes you might have a full day or close to a full day of traveling, you know, dealing with airports and connections and bullshit, right? So there's all of that. There's loss of productivity in the short term. But here's the deal. When you decide before you even go that you're going to go, that's a huge step. And then once you do it in the mindset that you are, you are investing, that is a big deal. Because if you're like, oh, I have to go to this thing, it's an expense. I feel like I have to go, but it's costing me so much money. You're already off on the wrong foot. It's really hard to get have a breakthrough if you're approaching it in that way, because already you're telling yourself that this is not a good thing. This is punishment. This is detrimental to your growth, not something that will aid it. So seeing it as an investment, that's step one. Number two, it's not about the content that you learn at the event. It's not about the sessions that you sit in. It's not about the notes you take, the things that you learn. While you absolutely should be and will be learning tactics and taking notes and all of that, that's all great. The real value in going to a training, a mastermind, a conference is who you meet when you're in line for coffee, who you meet while you're riding the elevator back up to your room, who you meet while sitting in the hot tub that night or at the bar or even, waiting for your Lyft ride at the airport. It's who you meet, okay? Who's in the lobby of the hotel of the event. you're going to meet people who are on the same journey as you. You're going to meet people who may be a step or two or three or 10 ahead of you. And when you, when you're willing to open your mouth and say, hi, where are you from? What do you do? Are you here for this same thing? You can actually meet people who can fill in some of the missing pieces with what you're trying to build. But before you do that, you've got to go to these conferences and go to these events with the mindset that you're going to learn something specific. You are going to fill in a missing piece. What is that missing piece? You have to set the intention. What is it that you want to get out of it? Maybe, it could be as simple as you want to meet some new friends that do what you do for a living. Awesome. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe you're trying to build a certain thing. Maybe you are a solo agent and you're trying to figure out how do you go from solo to team leader, and then how do you scale that team to, you know, 100 million in production plus? Well, guess what? There's thousands and thousands and thousands of others who have already done it. You don't have to invent shit. Okay, you're not reinventing the wheel. You just have to learn a few things that you don't know yet. So what if while you're in line for coffee, you chat somebody up who's next to you and realize, oh, they run a team of 12 that does 95 million a year in sales. And you can say, huh, how do you do this? How do you compensate your people? Which systems do you use? If you provide leads for your team, which leads sources do you go to? You know, how much do you spend on average? How much does it cost you as a team leader to have an agent per year? You can start asking all those questions to start filling in the missing pieces. But you have to go to that event saying, okay, I want to learn how to start building that team. Who's the first hire I should make? How should I compensate them? Is there bonuses? What do those look like? You've got to start with the intention. It's not enough to just show up at an event and say, I'm just going to go with the flow. If you do that, I still believe you're going, just by being in the room and setting the intention that you're going to invest, you're going to go to learn something, but you don't know what it is, you're still going to get a lot out of it. You're still going to get a ton of ROI on the time and money investment to get there. Absolutely. But if you just sit in the back of the room and listen, and you don't really talk to anybody else, you might learn a few things. You might be inspired to implement certain things. You might be inspired to do certain things that will absolutely help you, of course. But what if you did all that plus you sought out certain pieces of information, certain understandings that maybe you don't have of systems or people, compensation, lead sources, all of that? What if, I mean, there's a lot of people who are trying to build a team, and they're really struggling with understanding how to communicate to their people, to their past clients or their friends, their family members, that when they come work, when they hire you, they're not actually going to personally work with you. They're going to be working with one of your team members to go out and see houses. That conversation right there, it fucks up a lot of people because you just don't know how to do the handoff the right way. Well, there's a lot, thousands of successful team leaders that have figured out how to do it the right way. So what if you run into one of them and you learn how to script, you know, some scripting around it, some messaging? How do you communicate this dynamic that maybe they're not used to? And then how do you as a person wrap your head around it so that you feel like the professional and not just, you know, the agent who's there to open doors? Like, you've got to feel like the professional. Otherwise, it's going to be hard for you to confidently say, hey, here's how it works. You're going to be working with Sally. She's going to be showing you the homes, but you're still my client, blah, 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 blah. You got to learn that. So go learn it from somebody who's done it and has been doing it well for years. Because guess what? They learned it from somebody else too. They didn't invent that shit. So all of this can be had if you go to events, if you go to masterminds and conferences, whether that's with your brokerage or whether it's Inman or Housing Wire or the Forward event or any of these things. And spoiler alert, you guys in Salt Lake or in the Salt Lake area, I'm going to be doing an event probably in October that is going to be free and going to be kick-ass because we're flying in certain people for it. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be good. You guys, whether you're in Florida or Utah, you're still invited, but easier for those who are already here, of course. But I recommend that you guys go to this stuff. It doesn't matter. Okay, it could be just your annual conference that your brokerage holds. Maybe your brokerage is stale and boring, but you have one conference every year that's offsite somewhere at a hotel conference room. Great. Go talk to the top producer. Go talk to somebody that's already built what you want to do, or somebody who's really, really good on social media and you're aspiring to do something similar. By being in the room, that's where change happens. That's where you're inspired to do certain things. It's where you're inspired to make certain shifts in your mind, in your perspective, in your outlook, in your expectations of yourself. I've told this to my team quite a bit that within my brokerage, there is a huge financial incentive for me to coach and train and mentor others and help them to sell a shitload of homes. And if they want to build teams, I'm incentivized highly to help them do that. So that's what I spend the majority of my time doing. But in the beginning, I kept seeing it as this selfish thing. Like, I need to make some money and here's how to do it, right? It wasn't until I went to an event that I was invited to. Luckily, I qualified for it. It was an invite-only thing that I had to... you had to have personally attracted a certain number of agents, and I had at the time, so I was able to go. And there wasn't anything in particular tactically or strategics or specifics that I needed to learn, although I certainly did. But I sat next to this guy who was much older than me, and this was not I'm trying to say this in the least insulting way possible. I mean this with all due respect. This was not the most intelligent person on the planet, not the most sharp agent in the industry, okay? They did not know how to spell the word residual. They thought it had two S's and two L's. But this person made $50,000 a month, residually, with revenue share with our brokerage. And I'm like, $50,000? Holy shit. I didn't know anyone was making that kind of money at the time. I had no idea. And so I just start talking to him. And I realize this is just a normal human being. Okay, this is just a normal person who started a little bit earlier. They did certain things that I was not willing to do up to that point. And so by being there in the room, regardless of what was being taught or talked about, that conversation and the experience that I had during the conversation and the impact that it had on me psychologically and mentally when I walked away was everything. My whole business and business model and everything I'm doing today was made possible because of a decision that I made when I was there at that event, which, by the way, I said no to originally because the person who invited me told me a week before. He only gave me a week's notice. Now, luckily, it was in Vegas. I'm in Salt Lake. And I'm like, how the hell am I going to do that? Well, then I was like, you know what? I could probably make this work. I could fly or I could drive. I can't remember if I drove or if I flew. I think I flew because my dad was working for Delta at the time. And I was lucky enough to get a standby seat for like $30 or something. But I was using money at the time as an excuse. Well, it's too short of notice. And, you know, can't afford it, right? Because we all do that, even though we can and we can figure it out. I can't imagine how expensive that would have been had I not gone, had I not decided to go to that event that was just a week later in Vegas, how expensive that would be. I'd be living a completely different life. I know that the people who I've impacted in a positive way and helped in some small way would never have happened. And the ripple effect there, the butterfly effect is it's heavy. It's heavy to think about what if I hadn't. So the decision to not go can sometimes be the most expensive decision you could ever imagine. And you'll never really fully understand it. It's intangible. It's only something you could look back at and say, holy shit, had I not done that, oof. I would not be in a good place, but you'll never know. You'll never know. So by being in that room, sitting next to that one guy who could not spell the word residual, it gave me the belief that if that guy can do it, so can I. And I mean that with respect. If that person could accomplish what he had done just by doing a few certain things consistently over time, there's no reason in hell that I can't do the same. And so I left and I'm like, I'm going to take this shit serious. I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to focus on growing others rather than my own paycheck, knowing that by growing others and pouring into them and helping them build what they want to build, that's how my paycheck increases. Just because our business model is genius that way. Like, it's built that way. The more people I help to make a shitload of money and have a great lifestyle, the more I make too. Incredible. So I left with that huge but slight change in perspective. How crazy had I decided not to go? I think the whole thing with a night or two in the hotel, the travel costs, the food, all the stuff, it was well under $1,000. And how much that has meant to me and my business and my bottom line since is it's truly crazy, the ROI. So just know, guys, the reason I tell that story is it's not always about what you're taught, you know, what you learn by somebody speaking to you. It's about the shifts that can happen inside your mind just by meeting a certain person, where all of a sudden what they've built all of a sudden becomes doable because you realize they're just like you. They're a human being. They're just a person. They're just a dude. They're just a gal who got started a little bit earlier. Or they didn't get started earlier, but they just did certain things consistently and they're getting the results. And you chose to not do those things. Well, how cool is it? Like, holy shit, I can do it. I just have to do those few things. So that's everything, guys. I encourage you to go to events. Go to conferences, whether that's Inman Connect. I'm flying out tomorrow to Inman Connect. I have a handful of meetings. I'm not even going to the conference. I don't have a ticket. I'm just going to do LobbyCon, film some content. I'm bringing Lucas, my video guy. We're going to record some shit. I have a couple meetings because I'm working on something. And it's just kind of an in and out one night thing. And so it's fresh on my mind. And then coming off of last week being in Vegas for the Forward event that Neil Dingra did, with Ed Milet, with Gary Vee, with Brad Lee, with Shivani Peterson, all these people, and what I was inspired to do just by being there, what I was reminded to do, what I was re-inspired to do, the reprioritization of certain things that I decided. I learned a long time ago that big decisions happen at big events. So you really have to get your ass in the seat at the big event, or else you can't make the big decisions that really move the needle in a meaningful way in your career. So be intentional about the events you go to. Okay, choose wisely, but don't put too much worry about, like, if I can only go to one event this year, I better pick the right one. Just go with your gut and then make the most out of that one, because you never know who you're going to meet when you're there. You never know what you're going to be inspired to do while you're there. So in summary, I absolutely recommend that you guys go to industry events and even business and entrepreneurship events that have nothing to do with real estate, because there's so much to learn from those as well. All the growth that I've made over the last few years is a direct result of events and trainings that I have gone to, people that I've met as a result, and actions that I've implemented and intentions I've set. It's as simple as that. So had I used the excuse, I'm too busy to go, it's too expensive, I can't afford to do this or that, I shudder to think about where I'd be. I really do. It's crazy. So what I'm working on doing is updating on my website, whether the Massive Agent Society website or the podcast one, a calendar of events of different places I'm going. Different things that I'm doing, whether I'm speaking at them or I'm just visiting them. I'm going to be in Dallas mid-August. I'm going to an EXP conference with Tony Robbins. He's coming to do a training for a whole group. And then I'm going to be in town for the Tom Ferry Summit. So I'm going to go over and do a Broke Agent Media. They're doing a launch party type thing that I'm going to pop into over there. So if you're going to the Tom Ferry Summit in Dallas next month, I'll see you there. What else? October, I'm going to be speaking at the in Long Beach at the California Association of Realtors Conference. I believe I'm doing a solo keynote style talk there. So that's going to be cool. That is mid-October. I'm going to be in Vegas again for EXPCon. What else? The Forward Mastermind in Vegas. A lot of Vegas trips. Holy shit. What else? I'm going to be in Atlanta for another mastermind. I've got a bunch of stuff. So I want to put those all on a calendar so that you guys know. Oh, September 1st, I'm going to be speaking in Waikiki Beach, going to Hawaii to speak at an event for the collab that Travis and Nisa Ferris have put on. I'll have to find a link for that and put it in the show notes because I don't have it right now. But I'll be speaking at that on Waikiki Beach September 1st. That's going to be super cool. I mean, it doesn't suck to go to Hawaii for a speaking event, you know, a business, complete business write-off. Awesome. My whole point of all this is so that you guys know where I'm going to be. You can stop and say, hey, you know, we can meet each other and learn from each other. Or if you just want to come out and hear what I have to say at one of these events I'm speaking at, I'd love for you to be able to do that. So I'll figure out how to put a calendar somewhere on the website. Guys, I appreciate you listening today. Make sure that, that you are going to events. I believe it's absolutely crucial. Don't let the temporary lack of money, okay, or at least the excuse you're giving yourself, the temporary lack of money hold you back from what could be a massive, massive windfall later on. Like I told you, not going could be the most expensive thing you could ever do. So consider that. Sometimes you've got to go even when it's a little bit painful and you don't quite know how it's going to work. You got to get yourself a ticket and then figure out the airfare and then figure out the hotel. And, you know, if you need to drive your ass there, do that. But you got to claw your way to make it happen. If you're in the position where you're like, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I promise you, I was in that same freaking boat until I forced myself and I figured the shit out. And I said, it's more important that I figure it out than it's more important for me to figure it out and go than it is for me to be right about why I can't go. And hopefully if you're in that boat, you can let go of the need to be right about why you can't go. I appreciate you guys listening. I'll be in November for November. I'll be in, I believe it's Vegas, for a Follow-Up Boss conference. So that's going to be cool. Follow-Up Boss, 30-day free trial for anyone listening. All you have to do is go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. They are the top CRM in the industry that all the top producers, all the top teams, they all use it. Wonder why? I don't know. Maybe you should try the 30-day free trial and see for your damn self. So go get that. If you go to their website, you're not going to get 30 days. It's only going to be 14. So they're hooking up the audience. Thank you, Follow-Up Boss, for doing that. Enjoy the rest of the week, guys. Take care. Maybe I'll see you at one of these conferences or events very soon. Hope so. Take care.